it's not true that an estimated 600,000 people are in dire need of food assistance. It's more than that. We have far more with millions of Zimbabweans who are starving who need assistance. But it is interesting to say, okay, surely to focus the food security situation and to put in place mitigation measures demonstrates a failure of leadership. You know, we know that people in drought-hit countries, in drought-hit regions, children are dropping out of school. It's a clear sign of leadership failure. The government should have done its leadership properly, focused that there's going to be drought, and then put mitigation measures in place, but they have not done that. And this is precisely the problem we have in the country.
What would you tell the government to do to alleviate this problem?
Firstly, I would say the government must resign. If it was a respectable government, they would resign because they failed the people of Zimbabwe over and over again. I call on them to resign. But knowing that they would not resign, what would be noble and good for them to do is to bring to the table all Zimbabweans to say, okay, how can we solve this problem? But the challenge we have is that all the actions they take are partisan. If they get the food assistance, if they get the food, they only give the food out to Zanu-PF supporters. This is what they've been doing throughout the country. Recently, we got some reports from our members in Mbire. We participated in the recent by-election in Mbire. And most of our members, many of our members, have been denied food assistance. They've not been getting the government food assistance in the area because they supported Transform Zimbabwe and they voted for Transform Zimbabwe. So the challenge is, even if any opposition party, as an opposition party, if we had areas that we would know we could get assistance to the nation, it's difficult for us to cooperate. Because surely when they get that assistance as the government, they will only be channeling it to Zanu-PF supporters and on partisan grounds.